From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. African-American entrepreneurs are being shortchanged when it comes to doing business in Cincinnati, Ohio, according to the local branch of the NAACP. It's been reported that less than 2% of city contracts in 2007 went to black-owned businesses, even though Cincinnati is 47% African-American. This has once again called into question the issues of race relations in the city. And to discuss this further, I'm joined now by Christopher Smitherman. He is president of the NAACP in Cincinnati. And in a moment, we will hear from the city's mayor, Mark Mallory. Mr. Smitherman, welcome to News and Notes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cox.
I quoted some figures from a 2007 survey conducted by the City of Cincinnati Small Business Enterprise Program, but the question really is, why are black businesses not being included in these contracts? And before you answer, everyone, including the mayor, who we'll speak to in just a moment, agrees that the numbers are bad, but some say the city is hampered in its efforts after losing a lawsuit by the Ohio Contractors Association over its minority-specific program. Is that right?
No, that's not. In 2002, Mr. Cox, the city of Cincinnati did a disparity study, and that disparity study is on our website, which is www.naacpcincinnati.org. And that disparity study in 2002, and that was right after the riots that we had in the city of Cincinnati, that some in the African-American community, including myself, define it as the uprising in our community, showed that the city of Cincinnati was engaging in what we call economic apartheid. And from that disparity study, the city could have easily and still today could leverage remedies based on the data that came from that disparity study in 2002. What has been so frustrating for the Cincinnati NAACP, Mr. Cox, is that in this time period, we now have an African-American mayor. And you are correct that the city of Cincinnati is 47% African-American. So when we look at numbers where the city spent $60 million on construction and one African-American business received $51,916, in another area that we call professional services, where the city spent $146 million in professional services, those are your lawyers, your accountants, your stockbrokers. 134 contracts were extended and zero went to African-American businesses.
Now, let me ask you this, sir. Who is responsible for this, in your opinion? Is it the mayor? Is it the city council? Or do you think perhaps both or someone else?
It is the strong mayor. The buck stops with the mayor. He has hired the city manager, who is also African-American. And this is what is making our plight across the country getting more and more difficult, because our elders fought so hard for us to get a seat at the counter, breaking down the physical barriers. Now African-Americans are able to sit at the counter, Mr. Cox, but we have no money in our pocket to buy the pancakes because we have no jobs.
Can you explain why you feel that the mayor, but since especially given the fact that he is African-American, would not be in support of what of the business community, the black business community in Cincinnati?
Well, when we look at the 07 numbers, Mr. Cox, which is a key point, this month, in the 2008 numbers are due out. So we're talking about the 07 numbers, and in a week, we're going to have the 2008 numbers. And we believe that those 2008 numbers are going to look as bad as the 2007 numbers. That means that the administration saw the 07 numbers and took no corrective action going into 2008. And why we're talking about it so much now is we see the federal government sending millions of dollars right now through the city of Cincinnati, through the stimulus package. And again, African-Americans and African-American businesses are on the outside looking in.
Here's my final question for you, and our time is running short. What do you want to happen? What do you want the mayor to do, the city council to do now?
There are shovel-ready projects right now. We have the Dorian Project, which is located in a community called Mount Auburn, led by an African-American developer that the city council and the mayor have been stonewalling doing business with her. We have a Lincoln Project right here in the heart of an African-American community that's been sitting since 1980 unfinished. Finish the project and put African-Americans to work. But we can't accept anymore that we don't have the capacity, sir. We have the capacity. We have the professionals. What we need now is a level playing field. And I think it's very disingenuous for the mayor, for city council or the city manager to say that in a city that is 47% African-American, that the African-American business is getting 1.6% of $665 million or $269,000 is acceptable.
Mr. Smitherman, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much for your time.
That was Christopher Smitherman, president of the NAACP in Cincinnati. He joined us from the studios of WGUC in Cincinnati. Joining me now to answer some of those questions raised by Mr. Smitherman is the mayor of Cincinnati, Mark Mallory. Mr. Mayor, welcome to News and Notes.
Thank you. Glad to be on as a guest.
Now, as you just heard, we talked about, we reported the fact that not quite $300,000 went to African-American businesses in 2007. That's out of $656 million that were awarded to the city. So my question is, sir, does that figure concern you, and what is your explanation for why it is so out of proportion?
Well, that number concerns me greatly. Of course, being the mayor of the great city of Cincinnati, I want to be in a position where we're providing opportunities for as many people as possible. But as we look at those numbers, we have to understand the complete picture, and I'm not sure that that report presents a complete picture.
And what is the complete picture?
Having said that, it is important to point out that we in this city of Cincinnati are dealing with a lawsuit that challenged our minority business enterprise program. We have been defending our position, which is that we should be able to have a minority business enterprise program in the city of Cincinnati. We spent about $500,000 in legal fees so far. We're probably going to spend another $500,000, and we're going to continue to vigorously defend our position. Because we do think it's important that as many people as possible have opportunities, particularly African-Americans, within our city.
Let me ask you, Mr. Mayor, is that lawsuit the reason that more contracts have not been awarded to African-Americans? I'm sure you heard Mr. Smitherman say that that was not the reason.
The lawsuit is the reason that we are not able to have a minority business enterprise program. We have in place a small business enterprise program. And keep in mind that when I talk about the lawsuit and the placement of these programs, these things happened prior to my service as mayor. As a matter of fact, Mr. Smitherman was on city council at the time that these things would have transpired. But I'm not here to make excuses. That's not what this is about. We've got to make sure that we're putting into place as many opportunities as we can. Let me tell you some of the things that we're doing to ensure that African-Americans are going into business and being successful. We have an effort called Shop 52, which is all about getting to minorities, women, and veterans, and making sure that they know what business opportunities are available to them, that they receive the assistance of the city, local financial institutions, business organizations, and service organizations.
Well, let me interrupt you, Mr.
So that they can go into business and be successful.
Well, let me interrupt you to just say this. What good does that do, sir, if these people are not awarded any of the contracts that are let?
Well, we are working to ensure that we have a process in place that is fair, that is equitable, and that people have access to. Shop 52 is one of the ways that people can learn exactly how to go about being successful in bidding for contracts with the city of Cincinnati.
Here's my final question.
Keep in mind that this is a bidding process. So, it's a competitive process that people go through. And Christopher Smitherman's brother went through the process on our banks project. We've extended contracts so far, about four contracts of the $600 million that we're going to be spending down there. And his brother got one of the contracts in excess of $200,000.
Now, let me just end this by asking, for clarity's sake, that even with the contracts that have been let, the percentage of minority business entrepreneurs who are getting a part of this pie is still in the 1% range. Is that correct, sir?
It is terrible. That percentage is terrible, and that's why we're taking action steps to ensure that that number increases. I'm going to be appointing a special task force, which will report back to me and to the city council, that will take direct action to make sure that we get those numbers up, that we change those dynamics, that we inform people about the process, that the process works, that we have a clean tracking system, and that we're doing the outreach that makes the awarding of these projects and these bids and contracts the most successful that we can possibly see.
And, you know, as new money comes in through the stimulus package from the White House, you're hoping, I'm assuming, and I need just a yes or no for this, that you will be able to increase the numbers of black business participation in those shovel-ready projects.
We're going to look for every opportunity to do that.
Sir, thank you very much. That was Mark Mallory. He is the mayor of the city of Cincinnati.